It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 80 years of black women in cinema will be on display during a month-long series kicking off this weekend. Black Women, Trailblazing African-American Actresses and Images, is at the Film Forum in Greenwich Village and has a lineup of some 60 films featuring history-making performances and cinematic milestones, from musicals such as Carmen Jones and Cabin in the Sky.
I'm hearing trumpets blow again, all aglow again. On love.
To seminal dramas like Jackie Brown and A Raisin in the Sun.
I'm trying to talk to you about me. Now all you're going to say to me is, eat these eggs?
You never say nothing new. I listen to you every day, every morning, every night. You never say nothing new.
The series will revisit iconic works by black women in Hollywood history. Joining us now for a preview of the festival, Monica Castillo. Monica, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me back.
So this is a pretty major event, and it's all about celebrating the contributions of black women in film. Tell us a little bit about the significance of this festival.
So actually, I found out that this festival was something that Donald Bogle and Bruce Goldstein, the programmer for Film Forum, had done 30 years prior. And now they're revisiting it and adding a whole bunch of new films, films that had been made since they did the program back in 1989, and a number of new titles that have since been added to sort of the classics canon. And it's a great chance to see all of these magnificent works and all of these performances within a huge historical context.
It really dives back into history. There are some silent films that will be shown that were called race films. Can you tell us about those?
Yes. So these were back in the silent era. There was not a lot of opportunity for black filmmakers. So Oscar Michaud and a number of other independents started their own sort of side Hollywood. And they would make these movies to be shown in theaters that were for primarily black audiences. So it was like the birth of independent cinema when all of this other Hollywood was starting to form. And it's the chance to see, you know, all black cast stories by and for black audiences.
Now, the festival will showcase some groundbreaking performances as well, like Halle Berry in A Monster's Ball. She won the Oscar for Best Actress for that role. And to this day, the only black woman to ever win in that category.
Yes. There's a number of Oscar-nominated performances in there, a number of Oscar-nominated films. There's just great little treasures everywhere.
And there's also Hattie McDaniel as Mammy in Gone with the Wind. In that role, she was the first black entertainer to ever win an Oscar.
You've been brave so long, Miss Scarlett. You just got to go on being brave. Think about your Paul like he used to be.
I can't think about Paul. Can't think of anything but that $300.
Ain't no good thinking about that, Miss Scarlett. Ain't nobody got that much money.
Now, Gone with the Wind is often criticized as a movie that buys into some of the worst stereotypes of black people. Why should we still see it?
I think it's important to see it within the historical context of we get to appreciate her performance and what it meant then, and then we also get to see how much progress has been made since.
And finally, the series also has some events planned to give audiences some more context and history to continue the conversation beyond the movie. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, so actually the two programmers of the series, Donald Bogle and Ina Archer, are going to both present two special events. One is more general, just all the contextualizing of all the different women in the series. Another one, Ina Archer's talk is going to be a tribute to Pearl Bowser, who is a programmer and archivist who really specialized in race films. So you're going to get to see potentially a lot of interesting and rare clips that are not available anywhere else. And then one more that I wanted to highlight was The Complete Billie Holiday by Will Friedwald. He's a jazz writer, and he's going to look at rare clips, also TV appearances, as well as some of the movies that feature Billie Holiday.
Black Women, Trailblazing African-American Actresses and Images kicks off at the Film Forum today and runs through February 13th. Monica Castillo is a film critic and journalist. Monica, thanks so much.
Thank you.